So friends, after discussing the retail banking, where I have given the full base structure of the retail banking, and you understood it better. Now we are deep diving into the retail banking as a subject, under which we will start our discussion on product and services under retail banking. This is chapter 2. So our objective to understand, as simple as that, to understand and classify the structure of retail banking product and its services offered under retail banking, then differentiate between the liability, assets and fee-based product, and analyze the future benefits and the risk associated with various deposit and loan products. So with this, we have the structure of our discussion, which consists of full classification of retail banking product. In there, little bit deep, liability, understand the liability product, asset product, fee-based and non-fund-based services, then wealth management, insurance and mutual fund, then thereafter regulatory compliance and emerging trend, right? So, as you know, the retail banking consists of the broad spectrum of the financial product, which are categorized under various heads, which includes the liability product, asset product and fee-based services. These are the three important pillars of the retail banking. Under liability product, it refers to all the deposits and saving instruments that represent bank's obligation to the customer. Bank's obligation to customer. In asset product, it consists of loans, advances extended to the individuals for their personal, housing, vehicle, educational purposes. And fee-based and ancillary services consist of usage of card, debit card, credit cards, remittances, inland and international, as well as the advisory services, wealth management and insurance product. Banks are increasingly leveraging the artificial intelligence, data analytics and machine learning to design the personalized product and manage the risk effectively. Now let us classify these products. Our classification is based on the nature of fund flow, income generation, and the customer objective. Okay, so broadly, the retail banking products can be classified into three major categories. One is liability product, where the bank obliges to the customer, bank's obligations to the customers, because they are taking the deposit and they have to pay certain things, that is the interest, right? Then asset product, where it is representing, asset products are representing bank's loan and advances to customer. And fee-based and non-fund-based services includes representation services, representing the services for which the banks earn the income without deploying the significant funds. In addition to that, with the financial sector diversification, wealth management and investment products have also emerged as an extended arm of retail banking. Now let us understand one by one, one product by another product. We classified. Now one by one, the liability products, asset product and fee-based. That we will see little bit more deeper. The liability products means what? Because these liability products, they form the foundation of the retail banking operations. And these products are deposits. Funds are mobilized by the bank from the customers, which are shown in the liability side of the bank's balance sheet. These funds are used by the bank to finance their lending, investment and other income generating activity. The success of retail bank heavily depends on their ability to design an attractive deposit product that meets the diverse customer need while ensuring the liquidity, safety and returns. Now, what are the key features of the liability product? Key features is the source of funds. Source of funds is the deposits are main source of the funds for the purpose of lending. Then repayable nature. These products are repayable either on demand or after a fixed term. That is why they are called as a demand liability and time liabilities. Then interest bearing. Banks pay interest on the funds so mobilized on the saving, fixed, recurring deposit, but not on the current account, because current account funds are fluctuating. It will not remain for continuously maybe 2 or 3 days also with the bank, because they are used by the commercial purpose. Then liquidity, commercial purpose by the account holder, not by banks. Then liquidity. Liquidity is a customer can withdraw the funds as and when they demand, as and they may require under demand liability. And after specified tenure, if they have fixed deposit for fixed tenure, etc. These are all funds are regulated by RBI. And they are risk-free for the customer up to rupees 5 lakh. Maximum deposit that any person can keep with any bank is rupees 5 lakh under Deposit Insurance and Credit Guarantee Corporation. Okay, beyond that, if the bank goes into liquidation and if you have beyond 5 lakhs, then that claim will be settled only up to 5 lakhs only. So, up to 5 lakhs, the funds are risk-free, right? Then types of liability product. Now, liability we have seen. Now, in that, what are the product? Products are saving bank deposit. Saving deposit, you are aware of that. No need to discuss. Because bank is paying the interest on your saved money and you are keeping in the bank for the purpose of earning the interest. Interest is very minimum and it is on daily basis. It can be paid from 3% to 4-5%. Some banks are also paying up to even 6%, some private sector banks are paying. Minimum balance requirement, there may be some zero balance or some private sector banks, they are asking the deposit maybe 10,000 rupees or 25,000 permanent deposit. It depends on that bank's internal guidelines. Then there will be regular saving account, salary account, senior citizen account, or minor account or student's account. Then there will be a regulatory compliance required by master directions issued by Reserve Bank of India. KYC compliance is required and BSBDA guidelines are issued by Reserve Bank of India. Customer benefits under this is all the deposits which are safe and liquid mode of saving, digital and branch access, and interest income and convenience. Now current deposit. Current deposit, banks is mobilizing this deposit. There is no need to mobilize because as per the business requirement, the funds are coming into the business entity's account, professional's account, trader's account, and institution. That require frequent transactions and high withdrawal flexibility. Therefore, no interest is payable on current account and unlimited deposit and withdrawals is permitted in this account. Overdraft facility may also offer based on the credit assessment. Online transaction capabilities like NEFT, RTGS are provided. There are various type of current account, that is variants is standard current account, premium or privileged current account, or specialized account for startups and MSME. Regulatory compliance, as we have seen from money laundering perspective, KYC AML and RBI circular on current account opening and borrowers having the cash credit overdraft facility account. Customer benefit is facilitates high transaction volume, enhances business liquidity and management, and allows customized banking packages. Fixed deposit, or which is called as a term deposit also, for 7 days to 10 years, deposit can be kept with the bank by the individuals. Rate of interest may be ranging from 6.5 to 6 to 8%. Some banks are paying even 9% also, depending upon the tenure. And the premature withdrawal is allowed with a penalty, typically 0.5 to 1%. And auto renewal and loan overdraft facility can be granted against the fixed deposit available Term deposits also applicable if interest exceeds 40,000 to or 50,000 for senior citizen. TDS is deductible beyond that limit. Variant are regular fixed deposit, tax-saver deposit under Section 80C of Income Tax Act, or cumulative or non-cumulative FD, flexi or sweep-in deposit, senior citizen deposit, etc. Where the senior citizen, always there is a 0.5% or 0.5% more interest is paid on that. Then regulatory compliance is RBI Master Direction, Income Tax, and deposit insurance up to 5 lakhs is permitted by DICGC, that is Deposit Insurance and Credit Guarantee Corporation of India. Recurring deposit, a small deposit type account, but regular. A recurring deposit allows the customers to invest a fixed amount monthly for a specific period and earns the interest similar to like a fixed deposit. Its features are, its tenure typically ranges from 6 months to 10 years. So minimum 6 months, maximum 10 years. Monthly fixed installment is decided at the time of opening the account itself, recurring deposit itself. This is ideal for the salaried individuals and small savers. Premature closure and partial withdrawal is permitted on condition. And digital RD is available throughout the net banking and UPI outplay. There are variant is different regular RD, flexible RD, and senior citizen RD. Then regulatory compliance, same as other deposit account under RBI. It is linked to financial inclusion scheme and customer benefit, that it encourages the regular saving discipline, provides the predictable maturity value and accessible even small savers. Innovative and digital liability products consist of the digital banking and fintech collaboration. When it is emerged, the banks are innovating its deposit product to attract the new age customers. Digital saving account is fully paperless account opening through the video KYC and e-signatures. This is innovative. Then sweep-in, sweep-out deposit means automatically transfer surplus from savings to fixed deposit for higher yield or higher rate of interest. Green deposit consists of funds earmarked for the environmental sustainability project, and NRI deposit is for non-resident, external non-resident, ordinary, and foreign currency non-resident B deposit, that is banks account for non-resident Indians. Joint and minor accounts are permitted for the family-based saving and financial inclusion, and CBDC valid deposit, that is retail pilot or retail deposit R, digital rupee R, that is offering hybrid deposit model. Regulatory and compliance framework, as mentioned here, as discussed earlier also, is tabulated here for your immediate reference. Now, after completing the liability product, now we will discuss about retail asset products. Retail asset products are representing the use of deployment of funds by the bank in the form of loan and advances to the individuals and the small businesses. Okay, loan to small individuals and small businesses. So, in accounting term, assets, as assets on the bank's balance sheet, since they are representing loan or asset side of the balance sheet on other side, since they generate the income for the bank through the interest and fee. In retail banking, asset products are primarily includes all type of personal loans, housing loan, education, etc. Then these products are designed to meet the individual's consumption and investment need, both, right? Then growth of Indian middle class, digital credit delivery, and credit bureau infrastructure, that is CIBIL, Experian, Equifax, and CRIP, has significantly boosted the retail asset segment. Banks today are increasingly using the data analytics, AI-driven underwriting, and digital KYC. Characteristic of asset products are, as we have discussed, is tabulated here. You may please go through it. The classification of assets, this retail banking assets can be broadly classified into secured loan, unsecured loan, and education and specific type of loans. Major type of asset products are personal loans, that is personal loans as required, no collateral, and loan amount generally lying ranging from 50,000 to 50 lakhs, where tenor will be 12 months to 84 months. Interest will be 10.5 to 22% per annum based on the credit score of income. Then eligibility is salaried or self-employed, age 21 to 60 years, credit score should be always 700 and above for prime customers. Regulatory compliance aspect is governed by RBI's Fair Practice Code for lenders. It is also governed by the Credit Information Company, CICs, and Digital Lending Guidelines 2022. Recent trend of the 2025 for the assets is taken into consideration, and according to that, AI-based credit scoring, the digital KYC onboarding, rise of BNPL, that is Buy Now and Pay Later, BNPL, and personal loan appears to be, these are type of products that may come up, and stronger data privacy, consent compliance, then Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 is also recent trends in 2025. Housing loan, similar manner, what we have discussed, the same are the characteristic feature, easy to understand, please go through this. Then regulatory compliance aspect for the housing loan is various circulars which are issued by the Reserve Bank of India. And secondly, LTV, that is risk weighted prescribed by the Reserve Bank of India, is important for housing loan, and compliance with the SARFAESI Act for the security enforcement, mandatory credit appraisal and property valuation is very important here. Trends, that is PM Awas Yojana, like that, some schemes government is drawing for the individuals. For that, the support is expected from the bank. Vehicle loan is similar manner, very simple. Please go through this. Exactly similar. There is no differentiation as such for the new car loan. Only thing is that the type of assets that you are buying is a new or old. Depending upon that, pricing, margin, etc., will be determined by the respective banks. Even for electric vehicles are also incorporated into this. Regulatory aspects are same for all the loans which are given. Specifically, electric vehicles loan may qualify under priority sector lending. That was the recent guidelines issued by RBI. Emerging trend is that it is always digital loan and a special electric vehicle loan product to promote sustainability, partnership with automobile manufacturers and fintech aggregator that banks are making so as to popularize their granting the loan for this kind of activities. Educational loan, specifically for those who are taking the higher study, pursuing the higher studies in India as well as abroad. The schemes have been developed by IBA, implemented by various banks. Banks have their own products also under the education loan, and they may grant as per the RBI guidelines also specifically. Where that it may be up to 7.5 lakhs, it is collateral free, and beyond that certain security is required depending upon the tenure of the course and whatever the subsidy government is releasing for that. Government scheme is a credit guarantee fund scheme for education loan, it will be there. Then Padho Pradesh, Dr. Ambedkar's interest subsidy scheme for minority and economically weaker students. Skill loan scheme is also made available by the government of India, which is routed through the various banks. Regulatory and compliance is, as I said, the IBI has developed a model educational loan scheme, which almost all the public sector banks have taken into consideration. Likewise, it is linked to the RBI guidelines as well as national academic depository also for digital verification reported to credit information companies. Trend is that AI-based assessment on employability and repayment capacity will be assessed. based due to the artificial intelligence and cross-border education financing through the FinTech Bank Partnership. That is also possible. These are some of the trends that nowadays we are observing. Now, other retail asset products consist of the consumer durable loan, loan against property, gold loan, credit card receivable, then overdraft against the salary deposit, etc. These loan products are bank to bank. There are different characteristic features which when you approach to any bank, they will explain you their product. Name is same, but features are different, little bit, and not exactly different. Now, the risk management and compliance in retail lending is also here for the retail credit, operational credit, compliance risk, what are the regulatory reference practices are given, and how that risk is getting mitigated by taking into consideration various documents or maybe security or whatever it may be is mentioned here in this chart. You may please go through this chart. Fee-based and non-fund-based basic services, which these services, they do not involve as a substantial deployment of the funds, and hence they are classified as a non-fund-based activities. This today, non-fund-based activities is considered as a diversifying income source for beyond the interest earning, and they strengthen the customer relationship, promote the conventional and financial inclusion, enhances the profitability through the commissions and services charges. The growing penetration of the digital platform, payment innovation, and regulatory initiative by the Reserve Bank of India, NPCI, and SEBI or IRDA have transformed the fee-based retail banking into major growth area. Major type of fee-based services and non-fund-based services consist of card services, debit card. Debit card, you know, whatever the amount balance is there in your account, you can withdraw through any of the ATM. Okay, right, that is the debit card. Its feature is, maybe it is sometimes contactless or real-time deduction from the bank account. Means whenever you are using, your bank account get debited for that account, for that amount when you are using that debit card. Suppose you withdraw 100 rupees now, your 100 rupees immediately will be reduced from your account. That is a real-time basis. Then contactless and UPI-linked variants are also there. And operation via Visa, Rupee or MasterCards, etc. These are the different companies who are issuing, dominating this card, issuance of the this card, and they have an agreement with these banks, and the banks issues then debit card. It may be Visa, aligned to Visa company or MasterCard, and Rupee means that is also Indian Rupee card that is also issued by some of the banks as a debit card. Credit cards, they are the short-term revolving credit facility which is offered by the banks, which enables the customer to make the purchase and pay later. Buy now and pay later, BNPL. Okay, interest-free period is ranging from 30 days to 45 days, depending upon the card issuing company. Then reward points, cashback, EMI, etc. facilities are provided. Risk assessed via credit scoring and income verification. Prepaid and co-branded card are also there. It is used for gifting and the corporate incentive or travel. Increasingly, it is integrated with the FinTech and e-commerce platform. Remittance services are also involved. The transfer of money domestically or cross-border, they are crucial for the financial inclusion, NRI banking, and digital payment ecosystem. Domestic remittance consists of use of NEFT, that is National Electronic Funds Transfer, batch by batch during 24/7, it works. RTGS, real-time gross settlement, it consists the instant large value transfer of rupees 2 lakh and above will be covered under RTGS. And IMPS is 24/7, it works for instant transfer of funds up to rupees 5 lakh. Then UPI, that is Uniform Payment Interface, that is a real-time mobile-based system for the person-to-person and merchant-to-merchant payments. So these are some of the remittance systems domestically. Now coming to cross-border, it is SWIFT, using the SWIFT by the bank and transfer the funds using SWIFT. Rupee drawing arrangement, that is for the companies who are having the license from Reserve Bank of India, they can use the rupee drawing arrangement. Then money transfer services, that is MTSS. These are the companies which are in the market, who are the intermediaries between the bank and the beneficiary, so that the funds can be transferred immediately. And INR dirham linkage and RBI's push for the rupee settlement under the bilateral arrangements are enhancing the trade remittances. Regulatory compliance consists of AML, CFT, then money laundering, counterfeiting, the financing of terrorism. These standards are required to be maintained by all the banks, and mandatory KYC and under the PMLA Act 2002 has to be maintained by the banks. Then bank assurance and the insurance distribution. These features of this is it provides the customers with a convenient access to the insurance solution. This enhances the bank's non-interest income through the commission and supports the holistic financial planning and protection. Investment and mutual fund distribution consists of the systematic investment plan, that is SIP, which having the auto debit, then integration with the digital investment platform and tailored advisory based on the customer risk profile. Advisory and wealth management services consist of financial planning after the retirement, insurance and educational planning, portfolio management, tax advisory. These are also advisory services provided. Safe deposit lockers and custodial services. For banks offers the safe deposit lockers and facilities to the customers. The regulatory update for RBI circulars is locker agreement to be renewed every 3 years, enhanced customer right and liability limits, mandatory electronic record, and custodial services are also provided by the bank for the demat account, securities, and the physical assets under SEBI and RBI supervision. Non-fund based services consist of bank guarantee, issue of the bank guarantee, where funds are not involved but guarantee is given. So bank assures the payment on behalf of the customer. Under letter of credit, this is used in trade finance to guarantee the buyers for the payment to the seller. And a performance bond and bid bond for contractual performance and tender participation. Derivative and hedging services are offered to the retail clients for currency and interest rate risk management. Significance of the fee-based product is that it is a diversification of income by way of a fee-based income or commission-based income. Then customer retention. By doing so, customers are getting retained by the bank. Financial inclusion extends the payment to remittances across the underserved region, and profitability enhancement is a commission and the service charges, which strengthens the bottom line, and the digital transformation catalyst drives the adoption of UPI cards and online investment services. Risk and compliance framework for the regulatory for the this reference is different type of risk, how it is getting risk is getting mitigated. That is operational risk, AML compliance risk, consumer protection risk, third party risk, and data privacy risk. Please refer to this table. Then wealth management and insurance and mutual funds. Wealth management and mutual funds, insurance, they are also forming the part of retail banking. So its scope is to comprehensive management of the individual's financial assets and liability to achieve a long-term financial goal such as wealth creation, retirement planning, and estate transfers. The key component of the wealth management consists of investment advisory, portfolio management, insurance planning, retirement and estate planning, and tax and succession planning. Customer segments which are served under this is a mass affluent, that is income ranging from rupees 10 lakhs to 30 lakhs per year. Then high net worth individuals, also net worth having beyond rupees 5 crores, ultra high net family offices, net worth where the net worth is beyond 25 crores, And delivery model will be the bank-led advisory that is dedicated wealth manager employed by the bank, digital wealth platform that is robo advisory using the artificial intelligence for investment is recommendations, and the hybrid model that is combination of human expertise and automated tools. These are some of the delivery models for these insurance products. The insurance and retail banking, bank assurance, insurance provides financial protection against the unforeseen risk such as death, illness, property damage, or business interruption, etc. Retail bank distribute insurance product under bank assurance arrangements with insurance companies, enabling the customers to access the protection solution conveniently with their bank. Types of insurance products are given here, that is life insurance, health insurance, general insurance, micro insurance, etc. Their example and scope is given in next column, and distribution by the bank. What are the products they are distributed, that is given here. You please go through this. Mutual fund and investment product consist of professionally managed investment vehicle that pools the money. Mutual fund is nothing but it is a professionally managed investment vehicle that pools the money from the multiple investors to invest in a diversified asset class such as equity, bond, or money market instruments. Bank act as a mutual fund distributor or advisor, which helps the customer to align their investment with the financial goal and risk portfolio. Here also, there is a type of mutual fund. Various type of mutual funds are there in the market, that is equity fund, debt fund, hybrid fund, index fund, thermic fund, international funds, etc. Their objective and their examples are given here. Please go through it. Similar manner, the integration of the wealth management insurance and the mutual fund is provided here like services for wealth management insurance, and this is given in this chart. Please go through this. Right? Regulatory and compliance framework consists of highly regulated financial ecosystem to ensure the consumer protection, financial stability, and integrity with the banking system. In our country, the multiple regulatory authorities like Reserve Bank of India, SEBI, or it is insurance regulatory, IRDAI, right, oversees different aspects of the retail banking activities. But bank must adhere to the wide range of prudential norms and the conduct of standard as well as disclosure requirement when it is offered the product such as deposit, loan, insurance, investment to the customer, right? Key regulatory and their roles are given here, RBI, SEBI, IRDAI, Ministry of Finance, and Financial Intelligence. Their role is given here for academic interest. RBI regulatory framework is very important. In that, there will be core banking regulation. Second one will be the key RBI guidelines, which are issued for KYC AML, Fair Practice Code. Then third one is the retail credit regulator, that is prudential norms and income generation asset classification is provided, and provision is required to be made as per the guideline issued. Then consumer credit guidelines are also issued, priority sector lending norms. In 2023, RBI has issued these circular. SEBI framework consists of various circulars or provisions or some required. SEBI mutual fund regulation, SEBI investment advisors, SEBI circulars on online distribution platform and disclosure and compliance is issued by SEBI. IRDAI framework is for the insurance companies, for bank assurance and the insurance distribution. Their details are IRDAI registration for the agent, IRDAI bank assurance guidelines in 2016 issued, and IRDAI guidelines on insurance marketing firms, IMF, are issued by IRDAI, which are important from the retail banking student perspective. Financial intelligence and AML compliance consist of customer due diligence, ongoing monitoring, and suspicious account reporting. That is STR2, FIU, IND. Record retention. Banks have to retain the record for of the customer and transactions, which is a suspicious in nature, for 5 years post retention closure, relationship closure. After closure of account, 5 years, the account, all the document or record has to be maintained by the banks. Sanction screening is checking the sanction against the UN, OFAC or domestic list for the purpose of detecting the money laundering. Then regulatory update is the integration with digital KYC was happened during the period from 2023 to 25. Then AI-based AML monitoring system for anomaly detection and cross-border data sharing under FATF compliance framework was introduced during the period from 2023 to 2025. Data privacy, cyber security, and consumer protection consist of data protection regulation, then RBI cyber security framework, and under consumer protection, that is RBI ombudsman scheme, customer charter right, and digital payment security controls are issued. Compliance governance model is mentioned here, where all the retail banks must maintain an internal compliance and audit structure to ensure the ongoing adherence to the all applicable regulations. For that purpose, certain functions are required to be carried out by the individual banks to have the, they should have the compliance officer, internal audit, customer grievances cell, AML officer also should be appointed, and board risk committee should be there, where the responsibility is mentioned against each of them, and monitoring authority for them is also mentioned against the separate column. Please go through this chart and equip yourself well. Now, emerging trend in the retail banking product consists of, in 2025, several trends have been stand out, that is AI and data analytics, embedded finance, open banking and API, digital payment revolution, sustainability and ESG linked product, neobank and digital only model, alternative credit and financing model, cloud-based or cloud-based banking as services infrastructure, and regulatory technology, tech adoption. Many of these trends are already visible in Indian context. So friends, we completed our discussion on the retail banking product. Thank you very much.